Ripped from the author's heart by the constant stream of mass shooting headlines, Vigilance by Robert Jackson Bennett is a dark sci-fi parable from an America that has surrendered to gun violence. It is a piece of near-future sci-fi with the genes of an action thriller and the claustrophobic anxiety of a contained setting. Imagine Die Hard if John McClane were a morally compromised monster who hosts a nightmarishly campy reality show that embodies the worst of American values. Robert Jackson Bennett is a two-time award winner of the Shirley Jackson Award for Best Novel, an Edgar Award winner for Best Paperback Original, and he is the author of the new book, Vigilance, and we welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Robert, thank you very much for being with us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Vigilance and the idea of writing this satirical novella.
It's an idea that I had a couple of years ago, and I didn't ever wanted to attempt it because I thought it was horrible. And I didn't think that anybody would want to publish it. I was like, what's the worst idea that you could ever have that would upset the most amount of people? And this was about 2 or 3 years ago, and there was like a mass shooting every month. And, you know, when you would see a mass shooting, like, you would see the same things always happen, that it would be the same sort of person, like, talking about how terrible it was, but we can't talk about it right now, the same outrage from the same people. You would see all the online posts about how sorry everybody was, and you would see all the kind of like vigils and say like how this like small community is trying to come together to heal. And it was just sort of the same thing over and over and over again. It felt like a script. And so I started to think that a mass shooting in this country isn't a tragedy, it's theater. And so I started thinking in the back of my head, like, what if somebody really tried to exploit this aspect of a mass shooting? What if there was some time in the future where a mass shooting wasn't a tragedy at all, or something horrible, or something to be stopped, but rather a piece of entertainment that could be produced, that could be managed, that could be, I guess, tailored to fit the audience? So I thought about that, I guess, over the past 3 years. And as you know, we've seen more stories about how the news has changed, the way that they make the news has changed, as well as the effects that the internet and social media and big data have had on us, and how they change how we behave. I really started to think about this horrible idea of a pseudo news broadcast company that would hold mass shootings like a reality show and kind of tweak it in real time so that it tried to bring in the best possible ratings.
The year is 2030. A man by the name of John McDean executive produces Vigilance. It is a reality game show. And it's ultimately, I guess, designed to have Americans stay alert to foreign and domestic threats. What is the ultimate game of the game show?
Well, there's a lot of goals that the people in power are accomplishing with the game show. For one thing, they can sell ads, which is great. That makes a lot of money. But also, it's this idea of trying to keep people frightened at all times. And I think that when people are frightened, you can really, really get away with a lot more stuff. They will go along with almost anything. That's why we have to take our shoes off at the airport, something that doesn't happen in any other country. And that's because we're afraid. They have this show that's a huge success, but really what it is they want to keep people frightened at all times. Don't trust anything. Keep your eye on everyone around you, because it's a lot easier to control people if you split them up. And that's what the really rich people in this world have found a very good way of doing. They tell everyone to watch your back. Don't trust anyone. And if all the people in the country don't trust anyone, then of course they won't start to band together to ask for a better way of life.
I was intrigued by something you said earlier in talking about how the news has changed, but this issue has changed too. I mean, hasn't the news changed because we see much more gun violence? And ultimately, what does satire allow you to do in addressing that and having us think about certain aspects to the problem?
Well, I'd say that it's kind of a complicated and weird question, because crime rates have fallen a lot. I just read in New York, I think, that crime rates are at like an all-time low the past like third year or 40 years. So the whole country is safer by a lot. However, one of the things that's new is we have this new piece of technology, these new guns that allow a few people to do way more damage than they ever did before. So there's less and less violence. But when it does happen, it hurts far, far, far more people. And I think that the news has changed because, and this really happened in the 90s when we moved to the 24-hour cable news model, where there always has to be something happening at all the time that you have to be caught up on. And it's getting worse with social media. But the human brain is attuned to prioritize threats. We would not have survived as a species if that was not the case. We want to hear about the bad stuff. The bad stuff is what gets clicks. So the news has a profit-oriented like incentive to try and highlight the bad stuff as much as possible. And that's kind of what they do. I think that mass shootings are really a part of it, where a mass shooting is not like an ongoing event. It happens once, and then everybody talks about it for 24 to 48 hours. And they talk about it so like breathlessly, and they say the same lines, and then no one ever does anything about it. And I really wanted to highlight that aspect of it and to make it clear there's a lot of things that are happening in the news where this sort of fear-based aspect of perceiving the world is harmful on a very large scale. This idea of not trusting one another, that we're always about to be invaded, that you have to prepare yourself at all times, that this is something that is unique to America, I think. There's been a lot of folks who have talked about this book saying that it really attacks the gun culture. But I don't think that that's true. I think that the gun culture is unique to our country. The way we have our gun culture right now could not have happened in any other country in the world. What did that say about us? How are we unique? And that's what I wanted to look at, is this idea of why our country is this way, why it seems to trend in those directions.
I guess it ultimately comes down to a chicken and egg question, but it seems to me that if a young man walks into an elementary school and kills dozens of kindergartners, that is tragic, that is news, and that is something that the American people should be concerned about and fearful of.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's true. But the thing that I want to highlight is that there is a way forward that's a lot better than what we're doing now. Like, what we're doing right now is saying, like, yes, guns are dangerous, so that's why we need to have more guns and be prepared as possible in case somebody has a gun. And so that's why you hear people saying that you should have guns in schools for teachers and guards and things like that. And that is a reaction based out of fear, not one that's based out of logic. I have kids. I have one that goes to public school, and like, he left his glasses at home two mornings ago. And my wife went to go and bring him his glasses, and they said, no, you can't go to the classroom. She was like, why? And they were like, we can't just allow people to walk into a school because who knows like what they do. And so she had to leave his glasses at the front desk, and he got them about 3 or 4 hours later. And what this really says about us, I think, is that we prioritize the right to own a gun more than the right to bring a child their glasses, to go see your kid at school. And I think that that's backwards, personally. You just have to look at the way that we've changed schools recently. Like, there's so many lockdowns that happen now. They practice how to avoid mass shootings. But we don't really ever talk about why this is happening. We just kind of slap at the problem, which usually creates a lot more problems and a lot more fear.
But don't gun laws get into the equation here, in the sense that if we made it more difficult and we took certain guns off the market and still allowed people their constitutional rights, that we could take care of some of these issues?
Yes, I think that that's true. There are lots of countries that are in the world that have guns, but they don't have mass shootings. And you just kind of have to wonder, what are they doing that's so different? Why are we the one country that has this happen so often? That's a question that I don't think we have really been allowed to ask in the past 20 years.
So do you believe that we are 12 years away from what you imagine in this novella?
Not particularly, personally. I don't know, though. I wrote this as satire. It's practically sort of a joke or a send-up of what's happening now. But I do have to admit that I had to work really hard to make this satire, because the place that we're at right now as a country seems to outdo my most wild perversions of who we are as a country. It's really hard to try and catch up to the present. Like, I remember seeing this piece on the NRA TV where this big buff dude stood next to a TV screen that just said the media, and he smashed it with a sledgehammer over and over again. And I was what is this an advertisement for? I thought you guys were a guns right group. What is this about? And I really wanted to try and capture that sort of sense of just confusion as to who is this working on? Who is this for? And trying to sort of amplify it by 20, hopefully.
The name of the novella is Vigilance, and you hope people come away with what at the end?
I don't know. I hope that they come away with a sense of horror, and as well as a sense that this world that's envisioned can be something that we avoid.
The name of the book is Vigilance. As I mentioned, stay armed, stay cautious, stay vigilant. The book is published by Tor. Robert Jackson Bennett, very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Vigilance, published by Tor. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.